Hey, what's going on? It's your boy B. We got Jay in the building. Yeah, yeah. You already know Sports Vault Podcast, your favorite podcast station of the millennium. We got some interesting facts to talk about today. We got the NFL, man. Things is getting crazy. We got a lot of going on, man. Jay, how you feeling today, man?
This Jay-Z NFL merger, I mean, be this topic, just it won't go away. Now we got people coming out the woodworks taking jabs at Jay-Z, people I never thought would turn on this man after all he's done for the culture. It's heated right now. I mean, I've heard some different views, some different angles that are really interesting, man, that, you know, people feel some type of way. You know, he told some people to turn down some jobs when the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, and now this man has taken the position that he's told others not to take. So I can understand. We need some clarity. We need some clarity soon. But you know, another perspective of this is you know, the overall topic, you know, of why Colin Kaepernick was nailing in the first place, which is the injustice to black men. But you know, we haven't forgot about it, and we know Jay hasn't forgot about it, man. We just waiting for him to express that on his new platform.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, man. He, like you said, supposedly a deal was offered to Jermaine Dupri. He advised him not to turn it down. A lot of people, I know you remember the Super Bowl. They was talking to a lot of artists and saying like, don't perform at the Super Bowl. We're trying to take a stand. We're trying to pursue, like, you know, like they were fighting for a cause. And for him to kind of just go back on what he said on something that meant a lot to, it meant a lot, like something real powerful to a lot of people. A lot of people are devastated. A lot of people feel insulted, and that's why you're hearing these, like, people just kind of turn on him. But I don't know, man. It's interesting. You seem part of the deal. He's actually going to be making decisions on like Super Bowl performances now. And it's not like a deal like where he's getting like part ownership of the deal. It's like a lot of interesting things going on. I'm trying to keep a positive aspect on the whole thing. I think him actually being in control gives a lot of opportunity for like artists, especially up and coming artists like Jay-Z can definitely recognize like unique talent, and he could definitely bring it to that platform, and definitely bring a lot of strength to the community. I felt like he's done that before at the Barclays Center. I think you seen that topic when they mentioned about like what was going on around the building after he moved in there.
Oh, definitely. Jay-Z is definitely self-made. I mean, we can't act like this man hasn't put people in position to win. He's self-made. He came from the bottom, and he's definitely put a lot of people on, not just in you know, music, but you know, I'm sure on business, on finances, and on how to advance your career. So yes. This deal, I'm going to take a positive stand on it. If I'm not going to take any sides or any stands, you know, but I'm gonna remain mutual in this situation, because I like to respect all angles and respect all parties. But at this point, I'm gonna wait it out, because that's all we really can do. If I am going to say anything, I'm gonna say that I'm gonna take this side with Jay, because he earned the benefit of the doubt to let this air out and see where he's going to take this platform. You know, everybody's not going to like it, but you know, you can't expect your friends to be friends. And that's life. This is a deep life issue. The injustice is definitely on everybody's radar. You know, the situations that still need to be addressed, that still is you know, at the front burner. But you know, if he's moving past kneeling, then you know, I expect him to take immediate action. You know, right off the bat. I don't think his plan or what's going on with this merger is going to take too long to develop. I expect a quick development. We're going to see real quick where this is going.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, man. it's just his whole, like you said, he's definitely earned the benefit of the doubt and staying positive. So you just got, it's definitely a perspective that I can respect, man. It's just a business move. I think he's moving in the right direction, man. It's just the early steps. Maybe I think he recognizes things may be ugly at the beginning. I think he's experienced enough in the corporate world and in, like, you know, when they say someone's like street smart and book smart. I think like Jay-Z's like street smart, which definitely helps him definitely in the corporate world. He just a boss, man. And I honestly think, man, it's a couple things. Like, a lot of people, like I was saying earlier, people giving him backlash about him actually taking this deal, but actually telling, like, Jermaine Dupri not to take the deal, which is actually interesting because, honestly, if I want to elect somebody to be in a position to make a strong move for my community, I definitely don't want somebody who's, like taking decisions from someone else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think, yeah, Jermaine Dupri could have definitely recognized the deal and even understand that he could have, not only for the money, but just actually be on that, like, this level of platform. And Jay-Z, you know what? It's not so bad. Maybe, like, I think he's strong enough to be able to, for someone to be able to point the finger at him and say, like, you shouldn't do that. I think Jay-Z's in a position where he could take a lot of blame and take the heat for a while and then just show people the result of what he was intentionally trying to do in the beginning.
Absolutely, man. I mean, it sounds like you're saying you believe that Jay-Z is the man for the job.
Absolutely.
Why not? I mean, he is. Why not, man? He is the billion-dollar man. He is the man for the job. It is interesting that he steered a few other faces of our culture that, you know, are moguls as well, away from that role. You know, now it does seem as though there was other leaders in our community trying to step up and maybe bridge that gap between us and the commissioner. And maybe he sat back as a you got to think about it. Jay-Z is a mastermind. So maybe he sat back and saw things from all different angles. And maybe he calculated this the whole time, where he felt like he needed to be in the man in this position on that platform, because, you know, money recognizes money, it sits well with money. So he can actually sit at the table with a billion-dollar NFL owner and hold his own with a billion-dollar, you know, price tag that comes along with, you know, with a business meeting with Jay-Z. You know, TMZ is coming out with reports, you know, questioning whether he wants to be an NFL ownership. I think that's getting ahead of ourselves a little bit when we thinking about NFL ownership. Let's just kick the door down and, you know, put our face and put our stamp on this upcoming season. There's some people that question whether Colin Kaepernick will ever, you know, make it to the NFL. I think it's a toss-up. I think it's a toss-up. I'm not ready to shut the door on Colin Kaepernick ever coming back to the NFL at this point. You know, I never say never. You know, anything's possible, in the words of my man KG. Anything's possible, man. So, we gotta, you know, keep that head high and keep it moving, man. But, you know, not to dance around what the real cause is. Definitely the injustice, man, is going to be the first thing I want to see that gets addressed. You know, how that can be, you know, figured out, you know, at least from, you know, a player's perspective, and how they can, you know, express themselves without any kind of repercussions that affect their bank accounts or their job positions.
Yeah, definitely good point to make right there. It's true, man, that the NFL is all about the game. They're really not big about, like, social issues going on in the world. They're just really, they're just like pigskin and grass and tackles, man, helmet to helmet, man. That's what the NFL is about. And bringing this situation, what Colin Kaepernick brought to the NFL with just kneeling in that movement with all these other players, it was powerful, and it's definitely historical. It's probably something that'll go down in history, honestly. And for it's just tough, man, for him not to. Like, it was a good point made somewhere else where someone mentioned that, like, what he may not see the result of it, but him being the one, like you said, to knock the door down, mm-hmm. Earlier, like, them being the ones to, like, make the like step in the right direction, it's just going to lead a path, and then once it leads a path, it's going to leave a few people, and then it's just going to leave just like a marathon, man, and it's just going to continue, man, and people are just going to follow that, because at the end, it's just ultimately right, and it has to be respected, and maybe Colin Kaep may not play another down or two. But I, like you said, I do see him in the NFL maybe sometime later on being a coach or something along that way.
Yeah, you know, Colin Kaepernick is a catalyst. He's a trailblazer, and he definitely, you know, has been, you know, the face of, you know, somebody who's has a voice in on this platform that actually stepped up and made Black Lives Matter an issue. But he might not get to seal the deal. He might not be the one, you know, that's holding the trophy at the end of the season or at the end of this marathon, as you put it. But you should still be happy if your team gets the win. And, you know, that's what this is about. It's a team win. Seeing Jay-Z on that platform, we got to look at it as a team win for the community and for the culture. So we're going to see what this NFL season brings. I'm excited, you know, for the on the field action, you know, as much as I am with the off the field action. For the first time in, I would say, maybe 4 or 5 seasons, I might actually be interested in watching the halftime show. I felt like these past couple years, man, not interesting at all, man. It's, you know, no quality involved in these shows. They try to seal these secure these big names, man, but. You know, you need hip hop to be a part of that culture, man, for you to reach a certain genre that's gonna, you know, that's you know, taking over the world. So that's what this is about. You know, Roger Goodell is a businessman. At the end of the day, he would not have sat down and made this deal if he didn't see the numbers projected of what this meant, this deal and this merger. So I think it's gonna pay dividends all across the board. And, you know, we're going to be excited about this. You know, this is off season topics, man. So we're going to be chomping at the bits, any news that we get. But this is definitely deep, but you know, it's some on the field issues with some active players that we definitely going to make sure that we discuss on the Sports Vote podcast. I'm Jay. I got my man B here.
Yes, sir.
Sports Vote podcast. Make sure you're following at Sports Vote Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I got my man B.
It's good.
Yeah, it's more to this Ezekiel Elliott situation, day in and day out, or should I say Zeke who? Yeah. So Jerry Jones, man, out there running his mouth at training camp. Of course, the reporters are in his face with cameras, microphones, asking him all kinds of questions pertaining to this Ezekiel Elliott training camp holdout. My man's in Cabo, Mexico, doing his thing, but he still wants to get paid. He wants to set the mark. He wants to reset the market and become the highest paid running back. I think he deserves the funds. They should pay this man so they can eliminate the distraction and get along with the season. But this jab at Ezekiel Elliott has trade rumors speculating. He's talking about a backup running back named Pollard, who they believe could fill the role as a substitute for what I believe to be a top 3 running back in the NFL, definitely the best running back in the NFC. These comments, they are disrespectful just because of the climate of the situation. And we're going to have to see how this plays itself out, man. I mean, you know, you can't just, you know, the power of the spoken word is everything, you know, in negotiations at this point in time, man. But we're going to see whether Ezekiel's there for game one. That's the big question mark, is will Ezekiel Elliott be in a Cowboys uniform on the field game one, holding it down for his team and his teammates, man? What you think?
Yeah, I think he'll be there for game one for sure. He'll probably start most likely as well. It's just one of those things where it's just kind of like the leader and the follower just kind of have to communicate and understand. It's not like I don't want to call it a follower, but more like a general and a soldier type ordeal. At this point, man, Jerry Jones just has the power, man. He recognizes that this new guy, Pollard, who's coming up, definitely has the potential. His mindset is on winning, and he wants the money, and he definitely wants to be respected. But I've said it before, man, he has to carry himself in a manner where him himself, when he's repping himself, he's repping his business. He has to put it on a level where people who don't even know him just respect him, because how he carries himself is just in a respectful manner. Yeah. Something that people want to look up to and honor. People right now, they definitely give their attention to Ezekiel Elliott, not about this whole controversy, but more so towards his talent. And his talent is definitely there. He needs to, I don't think he needs to keep his talent in check. It's just his character. And represent himself in a better manner, because eventually, once his career is over, he could still be a part of the organization. He could still be an analyst. There's so much opportunity that a lot of these NFL players get after they finish their career, and it's just because of how they represent themselves throughout their career. So definitely something I think he should take into consideration at this time, and just kind of like block out all the noise and just come into practice and just execute and do his job.
Yeah, definitely, you know, do your job. That's what you're getting paid to do. And speaking of doing your job and getting paid what you're supposed to do, and Antonio Brown, is he all in or is he all out? Reports said that this man practiced in a certified helmet Tuesday. Head coach John Gruden confirmed that information. And after that, he told reporters that he believes that Antonio Brown is all in. He's in the middle of this grievance situation with the NFL that he filed on Monday of this week, man, about this new Air Advantage helmet, which is banned by the NFL due to safety standards. Now, the hearing was, you know, it was held in front of an arbitrator, and it'll likely take place Friday, according to multiple reports that's out there. The coaches seem to be riding with their man Antonio Brown. That's definitely good to see. But at the end of the day, as you were alluding to, he's representing you know, an example for the youth coming up. And at the end of the day, we don't need no negative, you know, publicity or no negative news, no diva-like, you know, mentalities or actions from our star athletes that really, you know, represent the culture and inspire the youth the most. His voice that he has is one of the loudest in the NFL. His platform is definitely under observation. But this situation, the man needs to do his job. We know he can do his job and perform at a very high level. That's why he is what he is. AB about his business, afterburners, Antonio Brown. I can't wait to see this man on the field in a Raiders uniform. I think he's going to stretch the field. He provides a down-the-field threat. His route running is top notch. His sideline abilities to, you know, to maintain his feet in bounds is second to none. So at the end of the day, if he steps on the field and he performs at a high level, everybody's going to forget about this whole helmet situation. But can he perform with his feet? That to me is a more concerning issue with the frostbitten feet. The helmet might be a cover up for what the real situation is, and that's the issue with his feet being frostbitten. I'm interested to see when he steps on the field, does he still have that same burst? Does he still have that same separation ability? We know his route running is still going to be clean, but at this point, we all excited for the season. It's a few players that are in holdout situation. Melvin Gordon from the Chargers, he's in a situation. Running backs are in a tight spot right now. They're scarce right now, and they're trying to get their money. They're trying to get their money early, especially for these young players. But you know, this Ezekiel Elliott topic, this Antonio Brown topic, we're gonna make sure that we cover all things to make sure that we give you the news that you need to hear on Sports Vault Podcast. Sports Vault Podcast, Jay Reed, B's in the building. You know, you can't expect your friends to be friends, man. It's a lot of that going around.
What you mean by that, Jay? I don't think the listeners really know what you mean by that. Say that again, man.
I'm going to say that one more time for you. You can't expect your friends to be friends. It's a lot of that going around. It's a lot of feelings involved with a lot of sports news that we've been talking about. So we're going to open this segment up talking about my man from the Big Three, my man Royce White. He injected himself into a situation involving Carmelo's Anthony situation, trying to find employment back in the league, in the NBA. He believes that current Lakers star LeBron James, along with Jared Dudley, should have more of an impact in who the Laker management should sign onto their roster. So they're trying to tell the Lakers how they should manage their roster. They're trying to tell LeBron James how he should feel, how he should manage his friend's situation. I'm not really sure whether Melo's going to end up on an NBA roster. We might have seen the last of Melo in an NBA uniform. The Olympic team seems to be shying away from it as well. He comes with a lot of baggage as a 35-year-old dominant scorer who never really transitioned into being a true team player who is willing to accept the role off the bench. And now he finds himself in a position where he might not be able to get back on the NBA court, man. What's up, B?
Man, it goes back again to you representing yourself and representing your business. I remember Carmelo back when he played on Denver. He was getting into a lot of trouble, especially being in the city of Baltimore. He had a lot of controversy going on early in his career. He steered away from all of that. Then he started redirecting, moving it to New York, which I think was I liked his game in Denver, but I feel like just the whole NBA loved his game when he was at New York. And then when he transitioned to Houston, it was a lot going on, man. And there's no reason why he should come off the bench. His talent definitely speaks for itself. His talent definitely shows that he's a starter. But it's chemistry. Chemistry is a big part about winning, and if your chemistry isn't accordingly, and if your chemistry comes to play with winning, and it needs you to come off the bench, and he doesn't want to do that, I think I see where the NBA butts head with Carmelo's trying to get back in.
So let me ask you this question: do you believe that Carmelo Anthony is being blackballed in a similar collusion situation like Colin Kaepernick with the NFL? Do you feel like Carmelo Anthony's being blackballed out the NBA? Is it something against Carmelo Anthony?
Blackballed is a strong word. I don't think anything he's done deserves like the blackball title. I think it's just the level of business and understanding that like you want to work together to win, and if people already recognize your business history and how you're conducting business, I don't know, man. It was tough. When he was in New York, he had the issue with Mike D'Antoni, and then he goes to Houston where Mike D'Antoni is. And it's just like, I don't know, maybe, and Mike D'Antoni is a respectable coach in the NBA. So as much as they listen to what Carmelo Anthony has to say, they definitely take an accountability to what Mike D'Antoni said and what he's experiencing, his pursuit in a champion and to win a champion.
Sure. Yeah, these comments by Royce White, they keep jumping out at me. He took it to the level of saying, you know, LeBron James has allowed his close friend to go unsigned after playing just 10 games last season for the Houston Rockets. That word right there, you know, this man is a brand in himself, LeBron James, and we'd be crazy to think that he doesn't consider Melo an NBA caliber player that deserves to be on an NBA roster. But in the pursuit of championships, this man's trying to seal the legacy to end his career and his obligations to, you know, incorporate a player who hasn't proven to anyone at this point in time that he can, you know, fit into a rotational role onto a championship caliber team. That's still yet to be seen. His age definitely plays a factor. I've always been a huge Melo fan from day one. Whether he's a Hall of Fame player is a different debate for a different show, a different topic. But, you know, the big three, since, you know, since Royce White is this opinionated, I wonder how this man feels about putting Carmelo Anthony on his team so that, you know, he can see what playing with Carmelo Anthony is like in support of Carmelo Anthony if he wants to see him back on the court playing ball the way we all want to see Melo balling out. Maybe he should consider the big three. I don't know what his options are. I don't know where he stands at from a physical standpoint of being in shape. We see the Instagram videos. We see him posting on social media. He looks like he's still in game shape, but you can't simulate NBA action or full court motion. But he had several opportunities, I feel like, in the past to work himself into some winning situations on some winning teams. Like the Clippers at one point in time, who actually just signed my man Lou as an assistant coach. They loading up on that roster over there, bulking up on their coaching staff. They now got Doc Rivers, who might be the best coach in the NBA. Now they signed Tyronn Lue to become a deal, to become the top assistant for the Los Angeles Clippers. He was once upon a time considered for the head coaching job of the Los Angeles Lakers. He wasn't offered the kind of deal, the kind of contract he was looking for. So now he ends up on the Clippers staff. I think this will have a big effect on the upcoming NBA season. How do you feel about Tyronn Lue leaving, going against his man LeBron James, now putting on a Clippers hat and now going against being in charge of keeping LeBron James out this NBA Finals this season?
It's a beautiful thing, man. I actually live for stuff like this. I think LeBron James and Tyronn Lue have a great relationship, great chemistry, and I think it's just one of those things where they're just at a friendly battle. Neither is trying to downplay each other, but only just to elevate each other. So less like a like crabs in a barrel type ordeal where they're just bashing each other. You'll see a lot of that in the NBA where they're just attacking the players, and sometimes players will give their takes on coaches as well. But yeah, it's a good thing, man. I'm happy for Tyronn Lue. He stumbled his way into a head coaching position, and he did a lot of the right things. He got himself a championship. He shows championship mentality. A lot of people want to work with him, and it shows. He's ready to elevate the Clippers, and it's good to see, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's definitely facts right there. Now, we got two championship coaches on the same team, Doc Rivers and Tyronn Lue, as experienced championship NBA head coaches. So that's definitely going to prove to be quality experience that's going to trickle down to the players on the court. So I definitely think that's going to play a factor. I think that Tyronn Lue, knowing LeBron James' game after coaching him and going through those trials and tribulations, I think that he's going to be able to, if you can provide any kind of inside information on a player of LeBron's caliber, who I think is when he's 100% healthy, is the best player in the NBA. If you can, if it at all possible, if you could provide any information to slow that man down, now the Clippers now have that on their staff. With Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, who are, you know, the duo is, I think, is the best perimeter defender tandem that we have in the NBA now. They're going to get their hands on a lot of balls, cause a lot of deflections, have a lot of steals, a lot of block shots. So this is big. This move is big. I think it's being underrated right now. It's not really being talked about as one of the big, you know, discussions with the NBA season being a few months away. But I'm sure that we're going to be hearing a lot about this, especially from my man Stephen A. Smith, who's set to join us, the NBA studio, with coverage now. Did he replace Chauncey Billups? You know, I'm curious to see what his sideline reports are going to be. I know that he has a hands-on relationship with a lot of NBA players. So this upcoming season, there's going to be a lot of talk, lot to talk about, a lot of upcoming contracts that are going to be discussed throughout the year. You know, players are going to be looking for extensions. Bradley Beal, Kyle Lowry, there's going to be some, you know, some deep talks going on this season about where players are going to, you know, end their careers and make career decisions on where they want to end their career. Decisions like that, they should all learn from Carmelo Anthony and make good career decisions on where they choose to play and where they end up at. Because we see you could end up out of the league if you make the wrong decisions like Carmelo Anthony. So, you know, at this point, We just want to make sure that we're on top of everything that we could possibly give you at this point in time on the Sports Volt podcast. We want to thank you for listening to this edition of the Sports Volt podcast. Of course, we can be found at Sports Volt podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I got my man B in the building holding it down as usual with the sports coverage and the sports news.
B. Oh, yeah, always a pleasure, Jay, man. You know, just covering these coverage, man. Just make sure y'all keep tuning in, man. We appreciate the support and the love, man. Just keep showing the love, and we're going to keep showing you that Sports Volt podcast.
Yeah, and check us out on Anchor.